you imagine the whole earth being struck by a colossal earthquake? One so strong and mighty that it not only destroys cities, but shakes the heavens too. Today on Truth Matters, Dr. Cheryl Davis discusses the opening of the sixth seal of God in Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17, where God judges nations by sending a great earthquake. Here's Dr. Davis and the day God shakes the earth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. We are continuing our study into the book of Revelation, and today we are ending chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. We are going very speedily through the number of seals, the title deed to the earth. Up until this point, we have reviewed five seals. The first seal is the conqueror, the Antichrist. After the rapture, the Antichrist will rise into power and establish peace on the earth. The second seal releases a red horse of war, and he will take the peace from the earth, and significant bloodshed will occur. The third seal is the black horse, which is famine. There will be a scarcity of food. And the fourth seal is death in Hades, which is a pale horse, where 25% of the world's population will be killed by the sword, hunger, death, and beasts of the earth. The fifth seal that we reviewed last time, we see the end of persecutions that have happened, and we see the results of Christians that are martyred for the word of God and for their testimony. Today, we get into the sixth seal, Revelation chapter 6, 12 through 17. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? The sixth seal begins the last 3.5 years of the tribulation known as the Great Tribulation, the shaking of the earth. And it begins around the Great Tribulation. I think the sixth seal and the seventh seal are so close that these events will run right into each other. More so, the seventh seal begins the Great Tribulation, where the sixth seal is right before that. We see an intensity rising. If you look at verse 12, it's the shaking of the earth. Behold, there was a great earthquake. Jesus himself said there would be earthquakes in various places in the end times, and we have reviewed that in the Olivet Discourse. In Matthew 24, verse 7, also that is in Mark 13, verse 8, and Luke 21, verse 11. The Old Testament prophets predicted the same thing in Ezekiel 38, 19, and Joel 2, verse 10, and Amos 8, verse 8, and Haggai 2, verse 6. But as we know, the shaking of the earth has often accompanied great movements of God in history. In Exodus 19, verse 18, the earth shook when Moses received the law. In Matthew 27, verse 51, the earth shook when Jesus died on the cross. And in Matthew 28, verse 2, the earth shook at the resurrection. Given the phenomenon, the earthquake of the sixth seal will be a literal earthquake. If you really think about it, earthquakes happen in the world daily, but our ability to detect them is better than it ever has been before. That's why the number of earthquakes are increasing, not necessarily that the rate of earthquakes are increasing. But if you can imagine an earthquake when the entire world shakes, how tumultuous that will be. And in verse 12, the sun becomes black as sackcloth and the moon became like blood. And this is the darkening of the sky. This is not a new phenomenon either. This happened during the plagues on Egypt. It happened in Mount Sinai, and it happened at the crucifixion of Jesus. This has been Truth Matters.
Thank you for joining Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis and today's lesson from Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17, the day of the great earthquake. As we approach this day in the future, we would encourage you to make a daily practice of prayer and studying God's Word, the Bible. The Bible is an inspired book that tells not only of history, but of the future. Read it, as it is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Please join us again for our next episode of The Seven Seals of God, when Dr. Cheryl Davis gives an overview of the seventh seal, the seal that will not be opened until the end of the thousand-year reign of Christ. This is Truth Matters, a ministry of the Truth Project.